Chapter 16. Bouncing along with Marigold in the Tupperware, Nori was nervous. Yes, she had said she'd be happy to get sent to the principal, and she did want to make the demands of the protest clear. But now that it was happening, as the daughter of a headmaster, she was filled with dread. Father would not be supportive of this protest, she realized. Not at all. Would Principal Gonzalez? They reached the office, but there was no one in the room. The lunch teacher deposited them on the desk and left.
Ah, said the principal. My tiny protest leaders.
He shimmered into view. The principal was a very powerful flicker. He often walked the halls invisibly, checking up on students. He might even have seen them in the cafeteria, Nori realized. Visible, Principal Gonzalez was a tall man, with no hair on his head and a big mustache. He wore a suit and a bow tie. He took a seat at the desk and leaned forward. His gaze was serious as he looked first at Nori, then at Marigold.
We have a problem, he said.
Eep. It was hard enough being brave in front of the principal when you were your usual size. It was even harder when you were only 3 inches high. Nori felt herself start to sweat. Then her vision went blurry. Uh-oh. Pop! She was tiny coat, Nori. She had fluxed by accident into a kitten goat. She had a kitten head and body, goat legs, the most adorable little horns, and a tendency to eat everything in sight. It was usually a fun shape to be, but Coat Nori did have trouble keeping her human mind. Now, she was about 1 inch high.
Oh, look at the mini... What is it?
Asked Principal Gonzalez. Marigold sighed and sounded annoyed.
She's a coat. Nori flux pack. We're talking to the principal.
Did she flux by accident? Asked the principal.
She does that, I know, but we haven't had any big incidents since the start of the school year.
Tiny Coat Nori leapt and cavorted over the items on the principal's desk like an obstacle course. She could hear them talking about her, but she didn't really care. Goats love to leap and climb, and so did kittens.
Leap,
she cleared the stapler. Leap, she cleared the label maker. Up, up, up. She climbed the stack of books and sat on the top.
Bah! Nori!
Shouted Marigold. Tiny Coat Nori found the edge of a book jacket and had started to chew.
Nom, nom, nom.
Do not chew Principal Gonzalez's copy of Happy Children, Orderly Schools, yelled Marigold. We are trying to have a protest negotiation, and you are ruining it.
Nom, nom, nom. Delicious book jacket.
Oh, what? Enormous fingers gently picked up Tiny Coat Nori and placed her back on the desktop, next to that yelling girl. Tiny Coat Nori was disappointed, but she looked on the bright side. The yelling girl was wearing a delicious-looking fuzzy sweater. And now Tiny Coat Nori could have a bite.
Ah!
Yelled Marigold, batting at Tiny Coat Nori's nose.
Nori, I'm serious. Flux back right now. You are off topic. We're here to fight for having dregs at school again.
Deep inside Tiny Coat Nori, Girl Nori heard the message. Swingo, she thought. I better try and flux back.
Pop, pop, pop.
She was Tiny Nori again, standing next to Marigold with a mouth full of angora. She spit it out into her hand and shoved the fluff into her pocket, hoping the principal hadn't noticed.
Sorry about your sweater, she whispered to Marigold. We need to be a united front, whispered Marigold.
She swallowed hard.
This is our chance to make the protest work. Please forgive me, Principal Gonzalez, said Nori, using her talking to grown-ups voice. Marigold and I are glad you called us to speak with you.
Principal Gonzalez looked grave.
I really am concerned here. I walked invisibly into the cafeteria at lunch to find you'd shrunk a considerable portion of the fifth grade.
38 tiny students, sir, said Nori. I can grow them back, said Marigold. Don't worry about that.
And why are you shrinking them? Asked the principal.
We're demanding big change, cried Marigold.
Then, in a quieter voice, she said,
We respectfully protest the banning of dregs. We do not think it's fair for you to decide how we play and what we play with during free time at school. And you did not listen to student voices before you banned them. You never heard our perspective. So, yeah, we caused a peaceful disruption.
Parents will not be pleased if their kids come home tiny, he said. I have experience with kids going home invisible. People, especially parents, but sometimes kids as well, get really upset.
I can unshrink them at the end of the day, Marigold said. Every kid who's a tiny chose to be a tiny. They chose to be part of the protest because they want to bring the dregs to school.
The dregs cause trouble, said the principal. The teachers can't teach with them hatching and hopping in the classroom.
But they're bringing kids together, explained Nori. And dregs are especially good for the kids in the upside-down magic class.
How so? Asked Mr. Gonzalez.
Other kids make fun of us, said Marigold. I know you told them not to, but they still do. They call us wonkos, or they steer clear of us in the halls like they're scared to be near us. Ooh, Marigold made a good point. But since we introduced dregs to the school, kids started liking us, Nori added. We went to a party at Clyde's house, and there were flickers and fluxers there. Two flares are helping with our protest, and just now in the lunchroom, I know we shrank some fuzzies and flyers. That means kids from all five Fs care enough about dregs to stop being nervous around kids with upside-down magic. That's good for us, and it's good for them, don't you think?
Principal Gonzalez tapped his lower lip.
Hmm, he said. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Thank you, sir,
said Nori in her politest voice.
Tell you what, he said. How about I let the fifth graders bring dregs to school every Friday to be taken out only during recess? Never in the classroom, never in the cafeteria, but A-okay in the yard on Fridays.
Nori glowed.
Yes, sir, that would be great. Thank you.
She had won. Or rather, she and Marigold had made their point and convinced the principal. Marigold cleared her throat.
I'm sorry, but no, she said.
Nori swiveled her head.
Marigold, this is a really good compromise, she whispered. It's not good enough.
Marigold blinked anxiously, but stood her ground.
I learned from my tutor that sometimes protests need time to build. People are nervous at first, but today we got 30 new people on board. More could join tomorrow. Principal Gonzalez, we do appreciate your offer, but we can't accept.
Fridays is my best compromise, said Mr. Gonzalez. I'm not going to make another.
Fridays are good, said Nori. We do accept. We 100% do. I'm sorry, we do not. Repeated Marigold.
She was clenching and unclenching her fists, Nori noticed.
Until you allow dregs at school every day, at least for recess, and when we're not in class, I'll keep shrinking anyone who asks me to. Even if Nori backs down, I'm keeping this protest going.